Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. Well, if you've been following along with us the past several months, we have been studying from the book, The Promise of Heaven by Dr. David Jeremiah, and we are at about the midway point in our study. The first half of our study, we've learned so much about what heaven will include. For example, we've learned about who will be there and what heaven will look like, what heaven will sound like. We learned about what we are going to be doing when we're there. But we're going to take a moment in our study today to highlight those things that won't be in heaven. Many of the things we're used to here on earth will not be a part of heaven. Think of it like when you move and to live in a new home, in a new area, a new state, or maybe change jobs. There are things you leave behind because they're not part of the new place where you're going. When my husband and I left the Midwest in Ohio and moved to Florida, we were glad to leave the snow behind. When we left Florida to move to Colorado, we were glad to leave hurricanes and gross reptiles behind. Ugh. When we left Colorado for Pennsylvania, we were glad to leave 9 months of cold and snow behind. Lovely place, but cold for a long time of the year. You know, there were always things we'd gotten used to in each place where we've lived that we would definitely miss, most of all the friends that we would have made there. But there were always those things we were not going to miss, that I mentioned reptiles in Florida. And we were happy to leave behind. You probably had similar experiences when you've had changes in your life. There are things you miss as well as things you were happy to leave behind. Well, Scripture tells us when we get to heaven, there will be things that we've gotten used to here on earth that we will not have in heaven. And it will all be for our good and God's glory. In the Bible, in Revelation 21, the angel of the Lord gave the apostle John a glimpse of this, beginning in verse 1 of Revelation 21. And note especially the things that will not be in heaven. John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no mourning, nor crying, nor pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" Well, when John writes in verse 1, as I read, that in heaven there's no longer any sea, he's using the sea as a description of, in that day, representing danger or trouble or chaos. The sea represented that in that day. So he says there'll be no more sea, well, no more danger, no more chaos. John is reassuring us that one of the things that will not be in heaven is danger or chaos. And oh, what a blessing that day will be. I mean, can you imagine how wonderful it will be in heaven to turn on the evening news or open the newspaper, I'm kidding, of course, and hear only good reports of how people interacted that day. All of the social media posts, all of the conversations will only report happy, positive, beautiful interactions once chaos is no longer part of our daily experience. Not only that, but there will be no more darkness. It will never be night, because the light of the Lord will be our light. Dr. David Jeremiah writes about this in his book, The Promise of Heaven, on page 127 at the bottom. He writes this: "The same is true for darkness," which John also addressed. Later in chapter 21 of Revelation, John wrote this of the New Jerusalem in verse 23. Quote, "The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light," end quote. And then John added this in chapter 22 in verse 5. Quote, "There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever," end quote. Can you imagine a world with no sun? It's coming, but that won't produce a place of darkness, far from it. No sun or moon means there will be no night. We will live constantly in the light of heaven, the light produced by God himself. Think of what that means for our lives. Continual, uninterrupted fellowship and activity. Likewise, the depression and discouragement that often accompany darkness, well, that'll be gone. Oh, well, praise the Lord for that. That means no more SAD, the seasonal affective disorder, SAD. We've all heard of it. It's a real thing. Each winter, for those of us who live the better part of 6 months seeing very little sun from October to March, yeah, it is difficult to live in the areas where there's not a whole lot of sun. And praise the Lord for his mercy, especially for those who experience seasonal affective disorder seriously, more than just the winter blues. But that won't be a problem in heaven at all. And what else will be absent in heaven? Well, this one surprised me a bit. There will be no churches in heaven. No churches in heaven. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, I just read it. It said this. Verse 3 said, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." And then verse 22 says, "I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple." Well, there's no need for a church building of any type in heaven, because God will be dwelling among us. We will have ongoing worship with the Father and his Son throughout eternity. We do not need to go to church. We will be church each and every moment of the day, and God and his Son Christ will be with us. So we don't need to go anywhere to experience that. It'll be with us every day. They will be with us every day. So we'll leave behind chaos and danger and darkness and even church buildings. They won't be necessary. And what else is absent in heaven? Oh, this is the best. The curse of sin will be gone. The curse of sin will be gone. Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 130 in his book. The curse will be lifted. It will be completely removed. What will that mean for our experiences in heaven? Well, for starters, there'll be no more death. Scripture tells us in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Without sin, then we will no longer be touched by death. Instead, we will fully receive eternal life and everlasting renewal. Death itself will be dead. Likewise, he continues to write, sickness and pain, which are consequences of sin's influence in our world, will be completely removed. Think of it. Those today who are blind, deaf, lame, mute, congenitally impaired, or deformed, all will receive completely whole resurrection bodies for their eternal stay in heaven. All doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and undertakers will be out of business forever. The same is true, he writes, for therapists and psychologists, because there will be no sadness in heaven, no emotional pain, nor spiritual malaise, no separation from the people we love, no tears, nor sorrow of any kind. And then he concludes with this on page 132. He writes, there will be many absences when we reach our eternal home, many parts of our current life that we will no longer experience. But one thing we will always experience is fellowship. That includes fellowship with God and fellowship within the community of God. The good news is that we will never again have to settle for that fellowship from afar, not from God and not from those we love. Instead, our experiences worshiping God and communing with fellow believers will be as intimate as a heartbeat, as close as the next breath. Praise God. That will be when we get to heaven. And oh, we look forward to that time when we will fellowship with each other and fellowship with the Lord forever. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me for details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.